You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibo Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibo. Sibo Fights Malaria by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 3. Sibo Goes to the Flat Water Stills. For a week before they ventured up to the stills, Sibo and her family swallowed all their pills. Mum also bought some mozzie repellent spray, which they all could use when they went away. She bought citronella candles and mosquito coils too. They'd burn them at night. That's what they would do. Sibo reminded her folks to pack long sleeves and jeans. She said, "Just before dark, no skin must be seen." Dad laughed, saying Sibo had gone far over the top. They would all take precautions, but now she should stop. They'd been careful not to get bitten, and they would take their pills. They would all have a great time at Flat Water Stills. They drove in the car for hours and more. Sibo was certain it was a lot more than four. By the time they arrived there at the gate, it was getting so dark it was really quite late. The family gathered quickly around the car, helping carry things in. It wasn't that far. Sibo's cousin and Paul showed her to their room, saying, "You've never seen a mozzie net before, I assume." Sibo looked at the net hanging over the bed. "No," she said, shaking her head. "How does it work? What does it do?" M'po laughed loudly. "Duh, it keeps mosquitoes off you." The kids all had supper and watched a TV show. Then Mum said to Sibo, "Okay, off to bed you go. Late, my child, time to fall into bed. With that mozzie net over your body and over your head." Mum kissed M'po and Sibo goodnight. Then she rolled down the nets and tucked them in tight. Sibo felt like a princess, or maybe a queen, nicely cocooned in that mozzie net screen. Then Sibo sniffed and wrinkled her nose.
"Net stuff doesn't really smell like a rose."
"I know," said M'po. "It's cleaned in repellent stuff. Don't worry, you'll get accustomed soon enough."
Sibo said,
"Those anti-malaria pills cost a lot, it seems to me."
"Yes," replied M'po. "But if we fall sick, we get treatment free. But," she said, "we're also very careful in many other ways. We use nets and screens and anti-mozzie sprays. Although sometimes we are careless and can easily forget to wear protective clothing or to use our net. Once my brother Sandile got infected and was sickly. Now when we forgot, we remind each other quickly."
The next day dawned, sunny and so bright. Sibo and M'po got up at first light. They gobbled down breakfast and went out to play. Sibo said,
"Let's be malaria detectives today." "Great idea," said M'po. "Let's bring other kids too. They'll quite enjoy a game that is exciting and new."
And soon they had gathered some eager detectives, with Sibo giving orders and other directives.
"Mozzies lay their eggs in still water that lies around. So let's find these containers and bury them underground. Then do screen inspections properly and slowly. We need to make sure that those mozzie screens are not holy."
They found lots of screens with a hole or two, and Sibo showed the kids exactly what to do. They closed the holes using patches of net from a screen thrown away. The people cheered. The malaria detectives had saved the day. Then all the kids took Sibo proudly to their school and showed her something else that was very, very cool. At the very top of a pole made from local wood, a square box that looked like a little house stood. Sybil got excited.
What on earth is that?
Paul replied.
It's a house for the bats. They sleep during the day and come out at night, then swoop down and jump up mosquitoes mid-flight.
At lunchtime, Sybil noticed a small kid touch the wall and then started eating without washing at all.
Stop!
Shouted Sybil, completely horrified.
Those walls have been sprayed with insecticide. You must wash your hands before you eat stuff. Use soap too. Plain water is not enough.
Her auntie agreed and said, Yes, Sybil, it's true. We must be careful not to spray near open food too. When Sybil and her family got back from the stills, they had to continue taking all their malaria pills. They did not get sick, as they had done everything right. But Sybil misses sleeping under a mozzie net at night. The end of the book. Tune in to Zone Radio next week to see what Sybil gets up to next.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sybil Says, published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sybil.co.za. Sybil, empowering children, one page at a time.